48 bar association talks, literally almost one every week in 2012, simply because of a book. So that book was my foray into credibility, which was really cool. And then right after that, I wrote a book called Warrior. That actually is a Christian book. It was written for men. It's called Warrior, Understanding the Furious Love of the God Who Fights for You. And then my last book, of course, was this business book, 21 Day Miracle, which shows people how to get more done in less time with less waste, allowing them the freedom to enjoy their life and themselves.
And would you say that by having the book, Ed, that it's really opened up new avenues for you to explore?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like a book as a business card. There's nothing like a book as a promotional tool. And there's really nothing like a book to draw the right kind of clientele to you. I mean, my best client, and about 70% of my business now, by the way, 70% of my revenue is in advising and consulting at a very high level. And I'm talking about $25,000 to $80,000 range for the consulting work that I do. My best clients start at about $500,000 a year businesses and go up to about $30 to $40 million a year. So it's important for me to attract the right people. You know, if I'm attracting, you know, like a bunch of kids from college or something like that, well, you know, maybe I'll have a big following online and my Twitter feed will be full, but I'm not going to get the kind of business that I want on the back end. So targeting is really important to me. So nowadays I write books and create content for the target market that I'm looking to work with.
How do you define the success, would you say? Is it through the amount of sales or the revenue or the opportunity that it brings?
Yeah, I think it's a combination. So first of all, I'm thrilled with the number of sales. Full disclosure, the revenue is meaningless to me. I mean, now don't get me wrong. I've made money on my books, but I price my books as low as I can. I mean, look, my ebook, my digital version of my book is 99 cents. I think the paperback is like $8. I'm not interested in the revenue stream from that. And I'll tell you why. Amazon has sent me a steady stream of charts and graphs to show me that if I raise the price of my book, we will both make a lot more money together. But every time I look at those graphs, as the price goes up, the number of people that buy my book goes down. Mm-hmm. And I'm interested in the lead from my book more than I'm interested in the revenue from my book. And this is a really important point, and it's one that as you're listening or reading, you should take a note of. This book, 25.7% of the people that buy my book opt into my email list. That's not the number of people that hit the page. That's the number of people that buy the book. That's a really high number. And the reason they do is because the book is created and designed from the ground up to encourage somebody to opt in on my email list. So I've got, at this point, I've got, let's see, what's the actual number? I think it's 7,000 to 8,000 people now, new people on my email list because of this book. And that's what I'm after. So the book sales are great because I like influencing people. The revenue is pretty meaningless to me. The lead, though, is really important. And I've had people who showed up at my events, which is really where most of my revenue is made in my business. I've had people show up out of my events simply because they went to Amazon, they were looking for books, they found my book, they read my book, they became a believer in the philosophies that I teach, and then they showed up at my event and they became clients. And so that's really, if you ask me what I'm proudest of the lives that I've been able to influence and the people that I've been able to help through the book.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And it just goes to show as well that, you know, you don't need to be on YouTube, for example, to be an influencer. You can use something like Amazon as a way to, you know, influence an audience and get them to actually opt in and, as you say, become, you know, passionate advocates of what you do. They're coming to events to meet you off the back of a 99-cent book that they found on, you know, clicking around on Amazon. I mean, yep. It's great that, you know, and that's a real learning point as well, that again, for a lot of people listening or reading, that's definitely something that you could take forward yourself. Now, you've worked as well over the years with many big name internet marketers. How did that come about, Ed?
So So first of all, totally by accident. What ended up happening was when I got successful back in 2008, 2009, I started going to events, and the person who was hosting the event, I knew, you know, a lot of these folks, and they knew about the success that I was having online. And so they would bring me up and I would sit next to them on stage on a stool, and they would ask me about what I was doing online and the success that I was having. And I would tell the story. And then what would happen is I would go to the back of the room on the break, and during the break, someone would come up to me and ask if they could pay me money to help them in their business. And I have a very simple philosophy, and it goes like this: if somebody wants to give you money, I let them. And so I started to do at the time what I considered consulting. And then I ended up in some mastermind groups. I was in, for example, Bill Glazer's mastermind with some of the best and brightest internet marketers on the planet. And I started telling the story about what I was able to do online. I mean, I was working at that point back in 2009, 2010. I was making, $25,000, $20,000 to $25,000 a month on about 5 hours a month. I mean, at this point, I had pretty much set things up on autopilot, and I was trying to launch some other ventures. And I had one of the guys pull me aside who was, if I mention the name, I mean, he was one of the biggest internet marketers on the planet at that point. And he said, you know what? He goes, we're all working like 15 hours a day in this business. And it turns out that you created the thing that we're all talking about, but none of us have. And I thought that was like such a cool and very brutally honest assessment of the average sort of internet marketing guru, if you will, you know, working their butt off to teach people how to not work, you know, anyway, so at that point, I actually started having some of these guys, some of the best and the brightest in the marketing world, bring me in, like literally through the back door to try to help them grow their business, to be more influential, to take more time off, to create their business into an actual business instead of a job. And man, I've been able to work with, I mean, some of the people I can mention that I've been able to work with and help. Brian Tracy brought me in to work with him twice. Brian is an incredible speaker, as you know, and I was able to work with him. John Assaraf, who's from The Secret, I've been able to help John with some of his online promotions. Mike Koenigs, who you might be familiar with, creator of Traffic Geyser. Mike and I worked for about 5 straight years together, launching, I ran out of fingers and toes to count the number of launches we did. I think we had seven-figure launches that we did together during the time that we were working together. So, yeah, I've been blessed to really work with some of the best and the brightest in the business, and to be behind the scenes in their business and to help them and to grow and to see their audiences grow, and it's been a blast.
I can imagine. I mean, it sounds like, you know, you enjoy the process as well. That comes through loud and clear. I mean, what advice would you give to someone who perhaps is either thinking of starting or who has started an online business? What advice would you give to them in order to grow their business or, in fact, just start a business?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I would say, just a couple thoughts in no particular order. I mean, the first thing I would say is it's all about the problem that you solve. I get approached by business owners all the time who want me to help them in their business. And I ask the same question, usually first or second question that I ask, which is, what's the big problem that you solve? And I can tell you how successful someone's going to be by the next thing that comes out of their mouth. 90% of business owners, the moment I ask them the problem that they solve, they start talking about themselves, which is precisely not the answer, by the way. 10% say, here's the problem and here's how we solve it. And that's fundamentally marketing is solving problems. The second thing, especially when it comes to online marketing, and especially when it comes to information products, is the information marketing world is drastically different than it was 10 years ago. I mean, 10 years ago, let's say you had a product to teach people how to build a tiered terraced garden in their backyard. Well, you could write an ebook, put it up online, buy some Google ads, and sell your tiered terraced garden ebook for $97 all day long on online. Nowadays, there's so much free information on building a tiered terraced garden. I don't know why I decided on that for it as an example. There's so much information online that you're competing with free. which in certain markets, frankly, is impossible. And so experience has become important. Unique selling propositions become even more important. Some information marketing niches and businesses have frankly gone away. My first business, my How to Be a Fighter Pilot business, has for the most part largely gone away. I sold that business 5 years ago. And because the internet's changed. And so you need to be offering people true transformation. It oftentimes needs to be attached to a real person and a real personality, combined with a community, ideally, and with a very unique user experience. And I think that's what's working right now.
Yeah. Well, what's next for you, Ed? What are you planning to do next?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm 2 weeks into launching an online show. It streams daily right now because of this current coronavirus that we're seeing. And so I'm working on that, and I'm working on building the processes behind that. So a daily show, which turns into 5 clips, that turns into social media posts, that turns into ongoing promotions. My goal is to see if we can add another 100,000 followers and another 10,000 names to our email list during this. I have 2 events per year. My next event is called The Ultimate Speaker. I show business owners how to become keynote speakers if they want to get paid for their message, and also how to use speaking to grow your business or your brand. So I have a lot of doctors and lawyers and professional folks that come to me that I help them grow their back end of their business through speaking. And then my next event after that, I believe will be an event for advisors and consultants or people who want to get paid for their time and their expertise, which I think is literally the fastest way to make $10,000 a month. I mean, if you want to make money fast, I always tell people one of the fastest ways to do it is to use your knowledge to help someone else get what they want. And so that's ahead for me. And then down the road, my big mission and vision in life is to completely change the way we lead as a country here in the United States. So my goal is to raise up 400 new leaders that aren't Republicans or Democrats. This is 100% nonpartisan movement. I think that the best answers we have as a country come from entrepreneurs and innovators. And I'd love to raise up entrepreneurs who want to lead our country, because the truth is, across the board and across the world, we're not being led very well. Our international and national leaders, I think, have failed us in a lot of ways. And I think it's time for a new generation of leaders to step up.
Amen to that. Definitely. Ed, how can we find out more about you? Where can we find you online? If anybody wants to find out more and, you know, maybe even sign up for the Ultimate Speaker or for the consultant and advisor course, how do we do that?
Yeah, I mean, the best first place to go is a website, which will be the easiest website you ever remember. It's edrushbook.com. It's my name plus the word book. When you get there, you're going to get a link to my 99-cent digital book, 21-Day Miracle. But you also get a whole website, a whole membership website that I'm gifting to your subscribers totally for free, that has a whole host of trainings on how to get more done in less time with less waste and to really enjoy your life. So that's edrushbook.com. Everything else on me is right on my website, which is edrush.com. That's just edrush.com. That's where all my products, all my events, that's where all the information is about this current show that I've got, links to my social media and everything. So come over there and say hello. And then when you opt in, make sure you send me an email and tell me who you are and where you're from and what you do. I actually read my actual emails and actually respond to them. So I love just hearing from folks who are out there in the trenches trying to make things happen and trying to change the world. And perhaps we can connect that way.
Sounds good. And one final question from me, Ed, is you mentioned earlier that when you were stepping down from being an F-18, is that the right phrase, the F-18
yep.
fighter
yep.
pilot?
Yep.
You spoke with your wife about what you were going to do next. Was she was she worried or was she delighted at your plan?
So that's a great, that is a really, really great way to wrap up our time together. So let me just put it to you this way. Being an entrepreneur's wife can be truly terrifying. Or I should just say it this way. Being an entrepreneur's spouse can be truly terrifying. And I have such respect and admiration for my wife, who has been on this roller coaster with me up and down for the last 14 years. I will tell you that it has worked out great for both of us. But we've certainly learned a lot about each other. And I can tell you one thing, she was right about that flying thing. I'm glad that I did what I did. I'm blessed every single day to inspire people to really, really pursue greatness in their lives and in their callings. And yeah, it puts a big smile on my face, and it puts a big smile on her face too. So we're really truly blessed.
Well, that's a wonderful way to wrap things up. A big shout out to Mrs. Rush, of course, for for everything, her support. And Ed, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. Thanks again so much for your time.
Thank you. And to everyone in your community, I just say, go get 'em, man. Ready, fire, aim. Let's go change the world.